Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
The 49ers Rush platform is looking for sponsors for the 2024 49ers season. Help out his podcast, and we have rates as low as $75 starting just so you can advertise with us. We have over 100,000 social media subscribers and average well over 20,000 views/listens per episode. So get on with the faithful and get your product out there. Reach out to us at 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com and get started today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, Faithful? Coming to you guys live. It's the 31st of July. Just finished 49ers training camp. And just wanted to go through some of my notes and some of the things we saw today. A significant amount of players out today. There was no Feliciano again. So, again, positive, negative. You got Dominic Pooney out there getting all the reps with the ones. Looked good again today. But the angle where I was at, I was focusing a little bit more on the secondary and linebackers. So, you know, whereas yesterday it was all on number 77, today is a little bit different. But no Burford either, even though he was spotted walking alongside with a cast on his hand. I don't know if it was a cast or a wrap or whatever, if he's had that surgery. We'll see what happens with Kyle Shanahan whenever he updates that. But also Aaron Banks was out. And so, you know, not too shocked to see Dominique Pooney start at right guard again. Very shocked to see Nick Sakel get the start at left guard. And so your interior defensive line was Sakel, Brendel, Pooney. Quite interesting, especially whenever you look at how many guards the 49ers have on expiring contracts this year. Like, is this a peek into the future? I don't know. But Sakel did all right. Didn't do terribly well. Again, I didn't focus a lot on the interior offensive line today as I did yesterday. And so take that for what you will. No Danny Gray and no Jennings as well. So the offensive line was down several starters. Wide receivers, like Chris Conley got to start at the X position, the Ayuk role. That's where he was. So you saw him out there. And, I mean, it was just – it was different. And I think the offense went accordingly, as if they were down four or five starters. Because if you're counting everybody, you know, the people that just missed practice today, the holdouts, the hold-ins, all that stuff, it kind of makes sense. Not so much that the offense had a bad day or that the offense was terrible. It wasn't. Didn't really turn the ball over, protected the ball well. But I would definitely give, you know, the practice to the defense today, who was pretty much with almost everybody out there. They had most of their starters. You look at the defensive starters across the way, I mean, they had pretty much everybody. And, again, I have talked about this in the past and a couple of the other shows. I'm telling you right now, DFF is going to play a huge role in this team's defense. Not only is he the only person that has gotten first-team reps at the Sam, you know, the third number three linebacker role. The only other one that did was Curtis Robinson the day DFF missed. But he's also getting all the backup mic snaps as well behind Fred Warner. So, like, DFF is the number three linebacker. DFF is the number four linebacker at mic. And I know a lot of the questions that I got on Twitter were like, but everybody's saying D. Winters looks good. D. Winters looks great. Made several key plays today. He is only taking the Will linebacker snaps. That's it. So Devondre Campbell's got the ones on lockdown, and D. Winters is the number two guy. And so, like, I don't know what that looks like, you know, what rotation that's going to be, because, you know, I think the only way that D. Winters sees the field at all is if Devondre Campbell has a injury or something along those lines. Now, once Greenlaw returns, he was out there at practice, saw him a couple times walking around. What does that look like? Does Devondre Campbell bump to the same spot? You know, Greenlaw's going to get his spot back, I'm sure. So we'll see what that looks like. But, you know, the rotations that the Niners are going through, they're one and the same of what they have been. And so, you know, in the offseason, you hear like, oh, 49ers are going to be doing three safety sets. And, oh, 49ers are going to be doing more three wide receivers. No, absolutely not through training camp. The 49ers philosophy, what they have done works defensively, offensively, scheme, personnel, matchings, whatever. They're not changing anything. And I'm not sitting here and saying like, oh, they're vanilla or whatever else. But this idea of like adapting personnel and or scheme, no, that 100% is not happening at all. This is the Shanahan system. And it doesn't even matter if, you know, all your wide receivers or all your tight ends or whatever else. It's Shanahan, and it's going to continue to be Shanahan. Now, I see Josh in the chat says DFF isn't good. I do feel like today was one of his better days. And so I thought that he played really, really well. What's up, Ty? Appreciate you guys. I will say one of the pleasant surprises of camp has been George Odom. Last year was terrible. I mean, he was so bad that you were seeing Taylor Hawkins get reps ahead of him in the preseason games. Man, Odom's belonged, and he's getting his hands on a lot of footballs, and he's taken probably one of the largest step-ups or increase in play. And, you know, Nick Sorensen said that at the conclusion of OTAs and minicamps. And I was like, really? Like, that's kind of, all right, whatever. But, man, being at these training camp practices, I can tell you, like, George Odom is playing the best safety that he has played all of his entire career. He had that one year where he filled in like 8 games for the Colts and was decent. But we'll see now. And what's up, Jason? Appreciate you, Jason Massey. Talanoa Hufanga was around. You know, you saw him walking around. He was even jogging around. Whenever he comes back, that's his job. But again, like, you know, after the conclusion of the draft, we're always like, oh, this player, man, he's going to be pushing to start and whatever else. Absolutely not. Like, there is no rookie that is pressing for starting snaps other than maybe Dominic Pooney, but Spencer Burford will get those and John Feliciano will get those snaps whenever they return. It's just, again, what does Shanahan always say? I need to know that the moment's not too big for them and they're going to be ready for the occasion. And, you know, you can put them in and you don't have to worry about it. So that's going to continue. It's more of the same, and it kind of makes sense. How have the 49ers performed? Well, back-to-back division titles, NFC championship berth, then Super Bowl appearance, all that stuff. Yeah, you're not winning at all, but you got to get there. And so I really don't see things taking a dramatic shift, play calling, scheme, or any of those things. And Josh, yeah, your guy. Heard Bill is not doing so well. He's not getting a lot of reps. He's not on the first or second team, and he's stiff. Like, I know he's got the speed, straight line, all that stuff, but it's hard to find any splash plays with him. And the rotation, even in the one-on-one drills and all those things, just not seeing a lot. And so I understand he's got the 4.4 speed. I think he's going to have to make his time count in the preseason. But, I mean, you got Sam Akoon, I'm going to pronounce his name incorrectly, Sam O, getting a lot of those snaps at defensive end. So you've got Yetur Gross-Matos, you've got Sam O, you've got Barrett, you know, who's definitely getting way more snaps than Beal is as well. So, you know, we were hoping some of those sophomore players would be ready to take that next step up. That's not the case. It really hasn't been the case. And, you know, if you're looking for positives, here's a positive. Man, as far as I know, and again, we got to wait till Kyle Shanahan talks, pretty health solid. Not a lot of injuries. Yeah, there's the hamstring issues and whatever else. Hasn't been any really major injuries. And so that's positive. Yeah, there's always going to be bumps and bruises and strains and whatever in training camp. But they're getting through them. Now, I will say this. We did have another Fred Warner throwdown CMC. Seems like it's every other day. Whenever those two meet, freaking throwing them to the ground. It's just what it is. Now, we did see a lot of kickoff return stuff today.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing till we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let me just preface this by saying I really dislike the way practice goes whenever it heads to special teams time. And again, this is just my own preference from being a former coach. I want players getting reps. I want to coach in the room. I want to coach on the board. I want to coach in film. I don't want people sitting around listening to me talk on the practice field. You don't have much time. And so they had 2 8-minute periods to work kickoff and kickoff return. Most of those times you had 50 plus people staring at Snyder, the special teams coordinator, just listening to him talk. The second 8-minute period, they got five reps. Five reps. Now you are orchestrating a full kickoff team, a full kickoff return team, all that stuff. I get it. I'm just telling you, there's a reason why the 49ers special teams has been so abysmal for 7+ years. This is the second coordinator now. It's rough, man. I was literally sweating, not because of the temperature. It's beautiful and comfortable down here in Santa. I was just like, the coach inside of me was just like, what the hell is happening? Why is nobody doing anything? And not doing anything. And so, like, this is a brand new thing, and we're just listening to one man talk. Anyway, now the kickoff returners, I thought this was pretty fun. There were a lot of guys back there. Ricky Pearsall, Trent Taylor, Debo, Ronnie Bell, Kyle Juszczyk, Elijah Mitchell, Jordan Mason, Patrick Taylor Jr., and Ambry Thomas, which, you know, they were even trying a couple trick plays and stuff with, you know, end arounds, kind of a reverse type look and a pitch type look, which was fun. But yeah, you know, me personally, if I could pick the two people to put back there, I'm putting Jordan Mason and I'm putting Ricky Pearsall, Thunder and Lightning. Those are the guys that I want to get more touches, manufacture touches without putting wear and tear on your quote unquote starters or, you know, seasoned vets. But that's just me. It's not like, okay, who looked good? That's kickoff. You're fielding the ball off the tee. Now, our kickoff team, only Jake Moody took kicks. Mitch was back there, Mitch Wisnowski. He didn't take any kicks. So you can say for whatever, you know, you want to take for that. But it seems like Moody's going to be the guy. So that's what it's going to be. Now, one-on-ones were a lot of fun today. It was a lot of running backs, tight ends versus linebackers, safeties. Wide receivers and corners kind of got a break. Again, don't know. Like, this practice almost felt like, hey, we're going to focus on team. We're going to rest a lot of the starters. And so, yeah, they're practicing. But, like, even Debo didn't get his normal reps in team drill. So it was kind of like, let's focus on some things maybe we haven't focused on. And so it's not a day off, and we're still going to do team and red zone. But the one-on-ones were interesting. It was backs and tight ends versus linebackers and safeties. CMC, unbelievable. Doesn't matter who goes against them. Fred Warner, you know, he just torches them. Ran an option route, you know. Every time CMC's out there, you're just like, oh, man, somebody's about to get cooked. Now, one of the positives I did want to say, Cameron Lawto had some positive plays. He had some negative plays. He always has negative plays. But he had several positive plays blocking, which was huge, in the red zone drill. I mean, some very aggressive, not like decleating. And it's weird because you'll see Braden Willis out there, and then you'll see Cameron Lawto kind of run similar style. Braden Willis is killing people out there. Braden Willis took a huge step up. His receiving, his routes are the biggest issue. He doesn't create any separation. Him and Ronnie Bell are kind of similar in that. But, man, his blocking is A1. Like, Braden Willis is blocking top tier. Cameron Latu's not super far behind. Like, he is doing the dirty work. I saw him block down on Nick Bosa one play and held his own. Did really, really good. The ball got outside. So, positives from Cameron Latu is a good thing. Eric Saubert's going to be the tight end too, 100%. Now, early on in team drills, this was interesting. There were back-to-back plays when the ones were out there where Brock Purdy was just off with Ricky Pearsall. And that was early on. Later in red zone, it seemed to be kind of remedied. And both the first plays were in-breaker routes, one from the offensive left, one from the offensive right. Both passes were just behind Pearsall. And it's not like he's, like, out there, you know, blazing Danny Gray speed or whatever else. It just seemed like the chemistry was off. You know, the second team drill, that changed. And, you know, it started with a quick out route. That's what Pearsall, like, what does Brock Purdy like? He likes those quick outs. And so he was lined up against – Ricky Pearsall was lined up against Isaac Yiadom. Just quick 5-yard speed route, just catch, boom, throw. And it was nice. It was like, okay, that was clean. That was clean. And, you know, then I got right here. Pearsall had a really nice block to the echo of the whistle. Almost got a little stir up going with the defense. I couldn't tell who he was blocking at the time, but it was just like I was just paying attention. And you can see he pissed the defender off. And I'm like, all right, this is the physicality that, you know, we want to see. Then later, Pearsall caught a touchdown. It was kind of like a fake post, like it was a fake post kind of seam. It was an empty set. CMC kind of curled. Linebacker came up. He jab-stepped the safety, and boom, like Purdy hit him just in stride, wide open in the back of the end zone. Incredible. There were a couple more just positive plays from Pearsall, which I really, really liked. One of the plays, he kind of – it was a contested catch, and the ball got popped up. It wasn't so much of a juggle as he got hit whenever the ball came in. And it's like, uh-oh, ball's in the air. He fought through it, even through the contact. And it was just good. Like, this is only, like, his really second team-oriented practice that he's had with the 49ers. And he's playing all over the place. You're seeing him in slot. You're seeing him in the Z role. You're seeing him in the X role. Like, they're moving him. They're giving him a lot to learn, especially with, you know, the uncertainty with, you know, Ayuk and all those things. But, you know, it seems like they want him in that Z Debo role the most. That's just my interpretation. I could be totally off on that, but take that for what you will. So, overall, good practice. Brock Purdy protected the ball. I wouldn't say it was near his best day, but you got to remember, no Trent. He's missing two other offensive, so he's down three offensive linemen. He's missing, you know, Ayuk and Jennings didn't practice today either. So, like, you know, for the people that are like, okay, well, he's just a system, whatever, I don't buy into that. But you take five starters off of an offense for any offense, you're going to see some struggles. You're going to see some hiccups. And I think we saw that today. But they did protect the ball. I did think Brandon Allen continues to outshine Josh Dobbs by a considerable margin. I don't think it's – I don't know. Dobbs has the athleticism, and there was one play in team where he kind of broke the pocket, went through his first, second read, and just took off running and probably would have ran for like 40 yards. And so, like, yeah, the athleticism that Dobbs brings, that's awesome. But as far as operating within Shanahan's system, it is light and day difference with what Brandon Allen is doing and just running the scheme compared to what Josh Dobbs does. Now, how much of that is because, you know, Brandon Allen's been here. He didn't look that way last year. He's taken a giant stride forward being in, you know, just a full another training camp in Shanahan's scheme. So that's part of it as well. Now, that's going to do it for this show here. Overall, good practice, good vibes. Lots of, you know, saw IU dapping up John Lynch and Shanahan and all that stuff. So positive things. We'll see. We'll be back at training camp some next week and have some more of these reports. And, man, if you haven't checked out our 91-man roster countdown, head over to YouTube. And we're putting a lot of work out there. We got 29 more to go, I believe, which we're going to get done, which I'm really excited about. But until next time, appreciate everybody. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.